We're going to begin now on page Chav Tes in Meshiv Navshi, the Rav Kivak's Perush on Hadracha, helping us extract the Lamaisa from the Meshivas Nefesh, Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson's Tyrus. First, I want to thank the sponsors, the Chevra at Meridian, Ralph Hertzke and Jeff Weinberg and the whole Chevra over there at Meridian all of these years. And also, it should be Schus, one of the Chevras sponsoring these shiurim as a schus for a fourth time for Esther Tova Bas Devara. She should have a fourth time for Sashach Ali Yisrael. Okay, so yeah, for this, I hope nobody was inconvenienced. I thought I wasn't going to make it back in time. I just got home now, so we're doing it all together on Zoom, not in person. It's just, next week we'll get back to the regular shul. So let's begin on Pech Chav Tes. This tiny little piece here, Meshivas Nefesh, is actually based upon one of the most difficult Torahs. And look at the Maran, Ashrei Ha'am Yoidei Sruah, Torah Yud Gimel. So a lot of different things in that Torah that Rabbi Nachman ties together. But the Ik and the Kuda here is the urgency of each one of us having good chaverim, good friends, the importance of having good chaverim, good chaveris for the women to have good chaveris, and to be connected to a tzaddik. Now, obviously, the ideal is a living tzaddik, but together with the hiskashus that we have to tzaddikim of the past, it's very, very important. So let's learn. Achaveim hamakrovim letzaddik emes, a tzaddika emes, those chevra who are makuriv to the tzaddika emes, who are close to true tzaddikim. But again, it's wonderful if in this life, well, I mean, living tzaddikim, and even those who have left the world, v'archis emes atzma behem, and who attach themselves, who connect themselves, v'archis emes atzma behem, So Rabbi Nachman says it's not enough just for each one of the chevra to have his relationship with the tzaddik, but the chevra themselves have to give chizik to each other. They have to be mchazik each other. And the Iker Hischaskus that the Chevra give each other is through that connection that they share with the Tzaddik. And the tzaddik, like Rabbi Nachman, when he spoke about himself, was like a mikveh tahara that purifies. That the tzaddik is so great that sheyochel lahalas gam nafsha peguma biyose. That each one of the chevra is able to recognize and to feel that the tzaddik has the ability to lift up even nafsha hapeguma. Even a soul that is so damaged, even a soul that has been so defiled and damaged, even though this person hasn't yet been able to draw himself out of the impurity into a world of Kedusha, he hasn't been able to even take himself in the slightest bit out. Even kichut asari, like even a hair's breadth out of the problems that he's having, he's still stuck. He's still in that mess. Even such a person, who, as hard as he has tried on his own, has not been able to take himself, to extract himself a hair's breadth from the other side, but together with good chevra, with good friends, and each one of us needs this. And it's something which Everybody here knows that the Baal Shem HaKadosh made a huge thing about going to a Rebbe, a Tzaddik, and having strong chevra, having a chassidus and a Tzaddik. It's the whole Torah of Baal Shem is based on being able to put into practical effect the things that you're learning with the Tzaddik by having a chevra of like-minded people who are growing, who you could talk to and share with, and you could be honest about even the struggles that you're having. And together, they're connected to this tzaddik. And this tzaddik, together with the chevra, can lift a person out. Lahalois, lachadshoi, latoiva, can bring the person up and to be machadish him, to renew him, latoiva, in a good way. Begodol koicha, with the great strength that the tzaddik has. But remember that the tzaddik is empowered by the connection that the friends have with each other. The tzaddik on his own can't do it. There are many stories like that we know from the Chassidim. For instance, I'll just mention one or two of them, but I'm reviewing because I think you all know these stories. But there's a famous story that there was a chassid by the name of Zundel. And this Zundel lived pretty far away from Lublin. And he wanted desperately to be fiyantiv by the Chayzer. Even though he was very, very poor, he saved every penny the whole year, because that was the highlight of the year, to go to be with the Rebbe. And sure enough, he spent every penny he had that he made to go to Lublin. And this is the greatest moment of the year when he would walk into the Rebbe and get a big hug and a bracha. He walks into the Rebbe and the Chayzer says to him, Zundel, turn around and go home quickly. Soon is going to be Yontif. Turn around and go home. You have to go home. And Zundel didn't understand. Like, what kind of a Kabbalah sponim is this? He sacrificed everything to come. And the Chayzer gave him such a cold reception and sent him home. But he didn't know what to do. He didn't have a choice. So he turned back. And he was very, very sad. And as he was leaving town, there was some kretschmer. There was some inn. It was packed with chassidim who were coming in. And they saw Zundel. And Zundel looked very sad. Zundel just stopped off to have a drink or something. And the chassidim said, what's the matter, Zundel? And he said, what's the matter? I went to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe told me to go home. He doesn't want me. So the chassidim said, you misunderstood something. There can't be such a thing. What do you mean? The Rebbe loves you. Looks forward to the whole year that you should come. Well, he's looking forward. It can't be. So they all started to sing a little bit, and they drink a little bit. And then the chassidim picked up Zundel on their shoulders. And they marched into Lublin with Zundel on the shoulders. They marched into Lublin, and they went right into the Rebbe with Zundel on the shoulders. And Zundel said, what's going to be with me over here? He was sent home. And when he came in, so the Chayzer said, Zundel, my dear Zundel, I'm so happy to see you. I'm so happy to see you. He gave him a big bracha. And Zundel said, Rebbe, I don't understand. I was just here like a couple hours ago, you know. So the Rebbe said, Zundel, when you walked in, I mamish saw the Malach HaMavos come with you, and I understood that something terrible was going to be happening at home, and I wanted you to get home in time to be able to be there. Somebody was going to die at home, and I wanted you to be there, not that the family should be without you. That's why I right away told you to get out of here and go home. But you should know that the chassidim were able to be piled. The love of your friends that you saw at the inn, and they were mechazik you, and they sang with you, and they brought you back to me. You should know that they were piled, that your child had a complete refuah, everything is fine, and the kids bleiben do. You could stay here for yontiv, everything is okay. And the chayzer said, we learn from here that what the love of chassidim with each other can be piled even more and the tzaddik. That's what the Chayzer said. But of course, the Rebbe, what the Chayzer said is a very deep and true thing, but it means together with the tzaddik. They brought him back to the tzaddik, and there was poil such a thing. And there are other stories like that, where the tzaddik is able to be poil, but only the chassidim are together. And really, Kadosh Baruch Hu can be poil everything, but it's when the chassidim are together. It's when we as Jews are strong with each other, and we take care of each other, and we sing some songs, and we give chizik, and we have a l'chaim, and then when we come marching into Kadosh Baruch Hu, then he says that you are poil, that the Chassidim, the Jews, with each other, with their love for each other, are able to be piled big things. That Hashem runs the world in such a way. So he says that Kafila Garua Shebegruah, even the lowest Garua Shebegruah, the worst Jew, Garua Shebegruah, Yemishiya, because he knows that right now you're saying, but it couldn't be as bad as me, right? Couldn't be as terrible as me. So that's why it says right afterwards, Yemishiya. It's like pointing to you and saying, yes, it means you also, Yemishiya, because everybody thinks that they're not included. Yemishiya, Filum Akshav Oiver Lamasha Oiver. No matter what it is that you're going through right now in your life, and even whatever it is that you're doing that you shouldn't be doing, Kol's man sha'oiches is asuba at tzaddik emes, as long as together with the chevron, you're holding on to the true tzaddik, yesh lo tikva toiva v'niflo lenetzach, then in the end it's going to be okay. Lenetzach. Doesn't mean that today everything's going to get solved, but as long as you're holding on to each other and to the tzaddik, basof yeh tov, it's going to work out. It's going to work out. You see, there are many, many Jews that they're drifting. They're drifting. They don't have a chevra. They don't have a shul. They don't have a rebbe. They don't have a rav. Bachram, older people, they're just draying and draying around. It's terrible. It's terrible. But Rabbi Nachman says, if you hold on to each other and you hold on to the tzaddik, you hold on to rebbe, you're going to have it. In the end, it's going to be good. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's a remez in Shoshanis Yaakov. And it says, "Beroisam yachad, tchelis Mordechai." That when the Yidden are together, "Beroisam yachad," together with the tzaddik, tchelis means the clarity, means the kedusha of the tzaddik, means the tachlis of the tzaddik. "Beroisam yachad, tchelis Mordechai." And then what does it say afterwards? It says, "Shuosam hayisa lenetzach v'sekvosam b'chol dor v'dor." That as long as it's "Beroisam yachad," if Jews. Stay strong with each other. And Tchelis Mordechai, and they connect to the Mordechai at Tzadik. They connect to the Tzadik. Then the promise is, Shuosam Hayisal and Netzach, Mesikvosam Bechol Dor Vador, that they'll have a Yeshua. And Tikvosam, that they should continue to have hope that it will be good. Mesikvosam Bechol Dor Vador. That's what it says. A gewaltige hope that things are going to change. Tikva toiva v'niflo lenetzach. That will be forever. But remember, it's not enough that you just go to a tzaddik by yourself and that he says some good words to you, but you have to give chizik. You have to mechazik your friend. And you have to mo'er each other. To give chizik one Jew to another. Not just to go to a tzaddik, not just to go to somebody to ask for nature. What the Baal Shem HaKadosh wanted and what Rabbi Nachman wanted is that the Yidden, the Chassidim should be connected to the Tzaddik, but have an unbreakable bond with each other. And when you read the stories of how it used to be, and in some places, to some degree it's now, it's harder to hold on to this, but the way that it used to be in a Chassidish Shtibel, that when you, let's say you were an Alexander Chassid and you live someplace, in some little tiny village in Poland, not in Lodz, where there were a lot of Chassidim, or in Warsaw. But when you lived in some little shtetl, and in that shtetl there was a Gerish Stiebel or an Alexander Stiebel, and you and Alexander Chassid, you went into that Stiebel, and that was your whole life, your whole chiyus that took from that Stiebel. There were 12 Jews, each one was poorer than the other. But they gave life to each other, mamash. That's what it was. The Baal Shem Tov wanted such a thing. And how the tzaddikim worked so hard to make sure that in every town, every village where there were chassidim, that they would have a shtiebel, that they would have one of their shtiebelach, and there would be a mashpiyim there, and they would get letters from the rebbe, and there would be people that would go back and forth to the big town to see the rebbe or wherever the rebbe was. And that's how the Baal Shem Tov set it up. And especially with the Mezuchamagi, that's how it was set up by the tzaddikim that went to different places. And that there was shtibluch, that the tzaddikim with the Baal Tani had shtibluch all over Russia and Litva. In Latvia, there were Chabad shtibluch, there were Chassidim. And each shtibl had a mishpia, and the mishpiyim with, and they were learning together. And when this chassid during the day, he was so clapped and miserable from what he had to go through with the anti-Semites and with work. But then he knew that he'd walk into the shtibl and zemakom shali. Like you have somebody that goes shachris here, mincha there, and he goes to this shul, goes to that shul, goes going around. And he has no eschayvus to anybody, and he has no place. He has no rav. He has no rebbe. There's no connection. He's just all over the place. This is what the tzaddikim wanted, to be connected. And this way the chassidim would sit with each other and they would talk over the good etzes that they were all hearing from the tzaddik. They would learn over the things that the Rebbe said to everybody, and they would share with each other the conversations and the etzes in an open and honest way, to give chizik to each other through the tzaddik and through that connection that they had with each other. Each one would talk about the way that he understood the etzah that he received, and then the chevra would help each other. Oh, the tzaddik said this to you. Maybe it means this, and they would discuss what they were hearing from the tzaddik, and they were strengthening each other to help each other to understand, because sometimes the tzaddik spoke a few words, and the chassid came out and he wasn't clear. What is it that the tzaddik was telling him? What was the etzah? So it wasn't like now that you go by yourself, you hear something, you don't know where to go, what to do, you just sit around wondering what it means. They used to sit down with each other at the chevra, and they would talk it over. This is what I heard. And the other one would say, oh, I was by the Rebbe for this thing, he told me this, and we would talk, and they would talk, and they would work it through. Remember, they didn't have therapists to go to. They had each other. And sometimes that could work even better than any professional. I'm not saying anything disparaging against therapists. I send chevra all the time. And it's a good thing when it's the right shidduch. But chaverim, people who know you and who love you and who trust you, and you can trust and you care about and they understand you, and you share the Torah of that tzaddik, the therapy is gewaltige therapy. And it's one of the things that we're missing so much these days. Missing very, very much this whole, to have such a metzias, to live in such a metzias. So that's from Meshivas Nefesh. Okay, now let's learn on the bottom what we could draw out very simple from in Meshivas Nefesh on the bottom. Shnei Yisaidis and Mezgalim Be'etzazim. So Kivak explains that we can learn basically two big Yisaidis from what we just learned from this Torah. B'sivze mo'ira shnei yisaidus muflaim b'inyan hayeschaskus. In this siv, Rabbi Nachum is mo'ira two tremendous yisaidus b'inyan hayeschaskus. This sugya of hayeschaskus, which is the subject of this sefer, v'ledaber emachaver sichas chaver. Aleph. We're talking about Sichas Chaver. So again, this is very, very much emphasized in Chassidus Bechlal and by Rabbi Nachum Bifrat, which in other circles of wonderful Jews, it was more to go hear a talk, to hear a shmuz, to hear a drasha. But Sichas Chaver is something else. Sichas Chaver. Friends. Oz Nidru Yireh Hashem. Each one to the other one, to the friend. So Aleph, the daber echad es chaveru b'dibure emuna, that each one speaks to the other, diburim of faith, of emuna, b'eitzes haneiros, and each one should discuss the unbelievable eitzes, ma shehevin mirabo. Because each one heard what the Rebbe said in a different way. And when the Chavarim sit and they talk about what the Rebbe said, to each one privately or what the Rebbe said publicly, but to try to work it through with each other. And the main point is, how do I take this Eitza that the Rebbe spoke about, and how do I make this something into Lemaisa? So, you know, that you go to listen to a shmooze, you hear a very nice shmooze, and there's all kinds of beautiful ideas. But how do I actually do this? How do I live this way? So when the chaverim sit and they talk over the and they discuss the eitzah and they work it through, they come up with ideas of lemaisa, how to bring this into their life. Sometimes they'll make a little chabura to work on this particular inyan. So let's say they make a chabura and to learn to get together a certain sugi to be mechazik this inyan that the rebbe that tzaddik spoke to one of them about it, to the group about, or what to do lemaisa practically to take upon themselves something good that they could do to be poiled, but to try to bring it and it should be lemaisa. Hu echad mehanhoges amuflos shen chilon Rabbeinu Zal. This is one of the wondrous hanhoges that Rabbi Nachman left us with. That everybody can speak to another Jew about on this subject of Emunah and Yiras Shamayim. Afilu sheinu oiches b'darga, next page, Lamed. Even that he's not oiches b'darga is do. So now, this happens especially when you're learning Lukutei Moran. So you're learning a deep, deep, deep Torah in Lukutei Moran, like Yud Gimel. Which is that this is not the complicated part of your gimel. This is the skaskas. But when you're learning a deep Torah, and when you learn these Torahs, or let's say you're learning a Chabad Svarim, so you read something from the Kutei Torah, and the Alter Rebbe is talking about the Oilemus and things, and you know yourself that you're not Bechlal, Bechlal, you're not in this, you forget about being in a different world, that you're not managing in this world. And the Alter Rebbe is talking about Olamas. And Rebbe Nachman is talking about Bechinas of all kinds of Madregas. And you feel that I'm not such a person. I'm not a Yirei Shemayim like this. I'm not holding by these Madregas. But Rebbe Nachman said that when you sit down with the Chaverim and you work through these Torahs, even though you know in yourself that you're not holding by these Madregas, but as a result of talking together and working it through and trying to understand it, he said, you'll see that from those conversations with people who are like-minded and understand you, you will see that you will come out with very practical, down-to-earth aces. You'll come out with very practical things. Yeah, wonderful. There's a wonderful chabura. I don't remember what they call themselves, but there's one of Chabura. I met them over a year ago, two of the Chavra. But they sit on one of Rabbi Nachman's Torahs for months, on one Torah for months. And they have different groups all over the place, different locations. And they get together, different Chavras, in these different locations. And they hover over that Torah. So they put out a whole booklet with the Lukutei Moran, that piece of Lukutei Moran, then Lukutei Lachas are going there, and Lukutei Eitzes, Lukutei Tefilas, and then they work hard on it. I think there's a group in Far Rockaway, if I'm not mistaken. They have, maybe we'll set up a branch over here, Mr. Shem, one day. But there's chaburas that are working through this Torah for months, and then. The people that are part of the Chabura, they come out with, every time they get together, they come out with different practical things that come out from that Torah, not just ideas and concepts, but Bepoel, Lamaisa. Ve'ikr shiyeh im rotzayin emes shebelev. The ikr is that you should come into that Chavra and with an emesdiki rotzayin to improve, to change, to do better. The law is not schus. It's not a chevra that you're getting together in order to see who's smarter. Like sometimes you have a chavrusa, And the whole thing that you have in this chavrus is each one is trying to outsmart the other chavrus. Almost anybody that's ever been in yeshiva knows that there have been some chavrusas like that over the course of the years, and that we're guilty of it ourselves. And sometimes the chavrus is, the ikur of the chavrus is not to his karvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes not even to get to the truth. It's to be able to say something to outsmart the chavrusa, to be able to win in the argument, to win the argument of what the pshat is in the Gemara. That's not what this is about. It's not about hisnatzchus, about being victorious. It's not about winning. It's not about debating. It's not about being smarter. It's not about proving yourself. It's coming in a very, very, very simple way. And it, like you have the chavrus that they come, like, you know, groups with therapy and groups that get together to improve themselves. But here, the centerpiece of the work is the Torah of the Tzaddik, the Eitzes of the Tzaddik, and how we as a group can understand this better. And in the course of that, of course, there are going to be fights and disagreements and arguments, but that's great. That's great. That's to get to the truth. Not to win, but to try to get to the truth, which is how we're always supposed to learn. I'm not always doing that, but that's the right way to learn, to get to the truth. I told you once, many years ago, I was learning in Kailal. We had Nathan Kailal. There was a chavrus of mine. He was a very good guy. He learned in very flush of places in HSL. We learned together for about 3 years. And he asked me if I would learn with him the Masech that he was doing. He was a Rebbe. He was giving a shiurim in the morning this was our chavrusa in the afternoon. And he was giving shiurim in the morning in the yeshiva. And so he wanted to learn the Masech. At the time, he was learning ksubis. And he asked me, would I learn ksubis with him that year? Because this way he could prepare to give the shiurim. I said, yeah, why not? So we were learning ksubis. And he was preparing that sugya that he was going to be learning with the boys that day. And we were going over this, and this chavusa, we were learning chavusa and arguing over the Gemara. And he had this whole mahalach of pshat and taisus, and I didn't agree with him. And we were arguing over this pshat and taisus. And in the end, he conceded to me that this mahalach, this whole fancy thing that he had, was not eisgehalt, was not right, wasn't emes. So I said, you're gonna have to. What are you gonna give in the Shia? You know. So he said, you have to. Yeah. He said, listen. He said to me, Moshe, you were able to schlunk up the thing that I prepared, but the boy is not gonna be able to schlug it up. So I'll give them in the Shia. So I said, hold on a second. I said, 1 second. We were learning this Taisus together to try to understand what the pshat is in Taisus. So you agreed with me that your pshat is wrong. I didn't say that I have yet the pshat, but you agree with me. I don't know the pshat yet, but what we came to so far is that yours is not. That's not a correct mahalach. We have to come up with something new. He said, oh, "No, but I have to give the shiur. It was in the afternoon. I have to give the shiur today." So what do you mean you have to give the shiur today? I don't know what to, they'll learn another gemara because this is not the pshat. He said, "But you're saying to me." He said to me, "Yeah, but they're not going to catch on that it's not the pshat." And I said, it's a geshmak in mahalach. They're not going to catch on. So I said, oh, my goodness, this is, and then, you know, then he was laughing. And we both, I said, okay, you know, it's not the truth. And we just said, Ashnoslam Torah is emes. And you can't give the guy something. Listen, we all make mistakes all the time. That's an honest mistake. I think that you call an honest mistake. But what you're talking about is a dishonest mistake. The tachlis is to get to the truth. And if you agree that what you're saying in Taisus is fakrumt, it's crooked, then what are you giving over to the boys? Then you're going to go there because they're not going to catch you on it? That's sheker. You know, and you have to, when you're learning together with somebody, you have to try to get to the truth. And it's the same thing when it comes to learning Taisus. And it's the same thing when it comes to talking about Divrei Elokim Chaim, about Eitzes and Avodas Hashem. It's not about winning. It's not about outsmarting. It's not about saying something that looks good, it sounds good, it's fancy. That means the law is not schus, without any attempt to be the tachlis is not to win. The law is not schus for rotzen lechiach tzikos. I once told you that my Rebbe of Dovlushes Echesav Kosevocha, back in Europe, he had a chavusa that was considered to be one of the biggest geniuses in all of the yeshivas. And I don't want to say his name right now, but I might mention that he was a very famous. He was killed in the Milchama, but he was a very, very, very big genius. And that was my Rebbe's chavusa for quite a bit of time back before the war. So many years ago, I met an old Talmud Chacham, and he asked me who was my Rebbe, and I told my Rebbe was Rav Dov Lifshitz. So he said to me, I want you to know that not only is your Rebbe a huge guy, not only is he a huge Talmud Chacham, but he's an unbelievable tzaddik. And I said, I know that, but why are you saying that? He said, because I sat at the same table, the table where your Rebbe was learning with that famous genius, with that famous Elul. And you have no idea how your Rebbe was being abused by him. Now this, because he was a wild genius, and he would yell at your Rebbe, you're an animal, you're an idiot, you're a moron, you're an amaretz, you don't know anything. And every single time your Rebbe just smiled, and he would answer, Enechanami, I'm take an amaretz, I'm a nothing. But your pshat and taisus is wrong. You're wrong. I don't care that you're the biggest genius in the whole yeshiva world. You're wrong. And let's try to talk about it again. And this Talmud Chacham told me that I was listening to this, and he said, and the greatness of the genius of the other one was, they were both great. He said, the greatness of the genius was how many times he remembers they would go on yelling at each other for hours, you know, and learning. And he said, your Rebbe was always never insulted, and he was always, and how many times the other one, the genius, would say, it was Takagiras. He would say to Rebbe David, okay, you're right. Because these were Jews that were seeking the truth, and they were crazy for the truth. And I always found it to be the most inspiring thing. There's a clip that was going around 6-7 years ago, from that there was a chasna. I'm sure many of you saw it. There was a chasna, and you had there Rav Bakst was there together with Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, the Rashi of the Meir Yeshiva, and Rav Bakst from the Truth. They were sitting together at a chasna, and they start talking, learning at the chasna. And within a few minutes, they were hollering at each other, and everybody was just—they lost consciousness of anything else in the world. And there was just the truth to get to the truth. I found that I always find that to be so inspiring. These Talmid Chachamim. So it's the same thing when it comes to talking about Yirat Shamayim. Because to get to the truth. To get to the truth, and not to be embarrassed, not to be ashamed, but it's hard to do that when you don't really have a place with your chaver. When you drang a hin and drang a hin, you just like that's what many people do. They just I don't have to tell you. We've spoken about this many times. Nowadays, people you can live in Yerushalayim and you go to this place, you go to that place, you go to the shtibluch, you go here, you go there, and that's going on. Like this invisible man, the invisible Jew. Of Tavshin Peidal, there's so many that go like that. Just to be invisible, not to be held accountable. Forget about accountable whether you come to davening, but to be held accountable for cheshbon nefesh of who you are, and to have a serious chaver that you sit and you talk to and you could discuss things with, and you could share with. It's the most important thing. The lowest natskos for us lechiach tzidkaso. The tachlis of this chabura is lo'era halev la'avodas Hashem isbar. Like the pizzas l'schus elenu that he put together that b'nei machshav atayva that he had that chabura of b'nei machshav atayva that was zeichet to have some of the Torah that the Rebbe gave over in that and that by that chabura b'nei machshav atayva that we learned which must be almost 30 years ago that we learned together. No, it wasn't because it was already in the shul. So, I don't know, 22 years ago or something. But the Bnei Machshava Taiva, you see what they were working through with each other. And then when you read the conditions that the Pizetzna that the Rebbe had to be in the Chabura, and how demanding it was, the honesty, and the consistency of getting together and talking openly about the inyanim, in an honest way, He had a whole. There's a whole list of conditions. If you look at the B'nai Machshava Torah, there's a whole list of conditions of what it means to be part of a chevra, of a chabura. It's not just a learning chabura; it's a living chabura, growing, a living chabura. So, by the in the yeshivas, in the Lifshitz yeshivas, they would have a musafad, which was a similar idea of the chevra being with a vad. Not just listening to a shmuz, but chewing it over and being there to be a vad, to go over the mashgiach was talking about. This is a very, very, very big part of Yiddishkeit, and it's not so pushed these days. Rav Volbi, Zecher Tzadik, Kosher Racha, Rav Volbi, the author of Alei Shor. So he tried very much. He made a base Musa in Yerushalayim. He worked very hard on trying to recreate that world that was in Kelm. Of having a base Musa, there's not only Bachsidus, it's a Musa as well, that there should be with a chavra. But by the Chassidim, this was the Aleph. Each one had to give chizik to each other to remain connected and attached to the tzaddik, and to believe that the tzaddik has the koch, that the tzaddik has the ability to lift up every single Jew, even the worst one. Not to let one of the chevra walk away, that he can't be part of this, and the tzaddik doesn't have the koiches to bring him out. Kolzman sha'oches adam is karvus al tzaddik, and to give chizik to each other. The kolzman that we stay connected to the tzaddik, yesh lo tikva toiva nefila l'nasa. There's a tikva toiva as long as we're connected to Mordechai, then it's shuasam ha'yis l'nasa. Then in Yetz Hashem, it's going to work out to stay connected. U'min ha'roi l'sa'ira l'havin inyan ha'etza ha'shniya. Let's try to focus a little bit now on the second thing. What is this ischaskas of believing in the strength of the tzaddik to be mechadish the nefesh, to renew a person, to give you a ischaskas, to give you the ability to start again? And what's the connection between this inyan of the believing in the koach of the tzaddik and the first part of the talk, which is to always have a chevra where you could talk about drachim and eitzes b'avodas Hashem kol echem mashakibah mirabo, each one with his makabel from the rabbi. So some of this I was already saying a little bit before. Achine simen zehu miyusal al divrei Rabbeinu Zal. This simen in Meshivas Nefesh is based upon simen Yud Gimel. Ashrei ha'am yodei surur. Shom mevar neirois avodas hatzadik. So in that Torah, Rabbi Nachman speaks a lot about the avodah of the tzadik. Shemagala or Shal Torah, who reveals as Magala the light of Torah, sheyesh b'koicha to connect ourselves to the tzaddik, whose Torah has that light. Sheyesh b'koicha lahalas is a nefesh the kedusha apnimis. It has the strength that light of what the tzaddik is teaching, has the strength to lift up the nefesh the kedusha apnimis, even the lowest person. The kedusha pnimis sheyesh b'Torah to the kedusha pnimis in the Torah, ad shabal yodeli dabeg b'zikaru tmidi b'Hashem es baruch b'ashkei chasa, till it could bring a person to the point where he lives a life of shibis Hashem nagdi samid, where he remembers at all times that he's a Jew, that he remembers at all times Hakadosh Baruch Hu is there. That's the meaning of the tzaddik. And Koch al tzaddik to bring up every single Jew to such a place to live in this way of zikar and tmidi by Hashem es baruch b'ashkei chasa, which is really connected to what I was saying before about beroitz miyachat tchelas Mordechai. white chelus, right? The color of the citrus, the blue. So there's a lot written about that. But everybody knows what the Gemara says, that the meaning of the chelus is when you look at the blue of the chelus, it reminds you of the of
Ocean.
Shemayim, of the sky. And when you think of the sky, it reminds you of what? Of the Kisei HaKov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why the word chelus is the same letters as the word tachlis. Because the tachlis of a person is that no matter where you are and what you're doing in life, to remain connected to the Kisei HaKov, to have that attachment to Hashem. So that's why it says Beroisam Yachad. So there's a chabura of Jews, Beroisam Yachad, and they learn they stick with each other like we're talking about Beroisam Yachad, and from that they're able to have this chazak of Tcheles Mordechai, and the meaning of Mordechai, the tzaddik, is that whatever it is that you're going through in life, whatever it is, whether you're at work or you're at home, whatever yeshiva, the street, whatever it is, that you remember the tachlis, which is Tcheles Mordechai. What's the tachlis? That to lift yourself up from being in this low world, and to remember that there's a sky, and to remember there's a Kisei HaKov, and to remember the Bar Yoyalim, and to make that connection. That's the meaning of the blue of the Tcheles, of Tcheles Mordechai. But the Tzaddik reminds you of the Tachlis. So every single person has to be connected to the kind of a Tzaddik, again, living hopefully, and if not, with the Torahs, of that Tzaddik who has the koach to bring you to a point in your life where you're able to remember the tachlis of why you're here. That's the inyan of the tzaddik. That's Bereisam Yachad, Tcheles Mordechai. And when you have a connection to a tzaddik like that, then Shu'osam Ha'yisul HaNetzach, B'sikvosam Uchal Dorvada, and then Shu'osam Ha'yisul HaNetzach, then there'll be a Yeshua. You'll have a Yeshua. That's the job of the tzaddik. You should remember the tachlis. What would be if everybody asked their sons and daughters, do you feel that your rebbe or that your teacher is connecting you? Do you feel that through your teacher, through your rebbe, that you are connecting strongly to the tachlis of why you live in this world? And if the answer is no, then it could either be because the child is not understanding, or it could be that the child understands very well that that's not the purpose of that Rebbe or that teacher. And that's why we have a lot of problems. One of the reasons why we're having a lot of problems is every single teacher, every Mora and every Rebbe should be Mordechai HaTzadik, who's through teaching Torah and through talking to the kids, reminds the kids of what's the tachlis in the world. Why were you created? Why does Hashem need you in the world? What's your whole point of being in this world? What's the tachlis? That's what it means to see the tchelis by the tzaddik. To see the tachlis of your life when you're with the tzaddik. There were certain great, great, great tzaddikim that even if the tzaddik didn't say a word, when you walked into the Baba Salio, you walked into the Ribnitz, or the Lubavitch Rebbe, or the Satmar Rebbe, when you walked into Chafetz Chaim, people would feel overwhelmed with an awareness of a higher tachlis in their lives, even before the tzaddik said a word. Even before he said anything. Because when you were in the presence of such a tzaddik, you were transparent to yourself. And at that moment, all you wanted was to connect to the tachlis of why you were created. You didn't have to go to, you know, to a Yom Iyun to have workshops. We're now going to break for some workshops on connecting to God. You didn't have to have any workshops. You don't have to have any videos and to have fancy speakers come in. All the stuff that we're doing is a b'deavid, not a l'chadchila. At least we have to know that there's all a b'deavid. It's not the way that it was meant at Har Sinai. It's all b'deavid. L'chadchila is dabkus, chaverim, and connection to the tzaddik, and to remember the tachlis of our lives, of why we're here. That's what he's saying. That's Tcheles Mordechai. But through the tzaddik, people are able to be brought to a place, even if they're not yet, even if they're not yet able to change their lives. They haven't moved like we learned at the beginning, kichut asayru, but at least they're remembering. Is the current to me the Hashem's baruch hashgachasam. To remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here with you. And every single moment of your life, Hashem hasn't left you. That's called Tachlis. That's called Tcheles Mordechem. Okay, we shall all be Zoichib as Hashem will continue. We'll continue next week in this session. I want to wish everybody a lechtig and Shabbos.